Caution. It is important that you consult a physician and a trainer or coach before you begin. You should have a medical checkup before starting any exercise program.
Welcome to Explosive Baseball. We want to share with you some ideas that are going to help make your baseball players better athletes. We make better athletes, we're going to have better baseball players. You need great speed. You need quickness, explosiveness, balance, all these basic athletic skills in order to maximize your potential during the baseball game. Have a great time. Good luck with your season. Jump and stick. Here we're working on balance and stability of the lower body. Start with straight ahead. Stand on one foot, hop forward, stick and hold the landing. We're looking for great body control and balance. Stability of the joints is the key to changing direction, having great explosiveness. If you've got control of your body, you can control other things. Let's go backwards. Take a moderate hop back. These are difficult. Stop your body from going backward. Have control by flexing your knee and your hip. Try and get down to about a 90 degree angle with the knee joint. Control the core of your body. That's where your body gains the ability to have the agility and the explosiveness that you need for great baseball. Now let's go lateral. Start balanced on your right foot. Jump to the left. Stop and get control of your body. Flex the knee and the hip. Keep a stable core by sucking in your belly button and tucking in your back. That locks the core in place. Push side to side. This is great for first step explosion for defensive skill. Let's do quarter eagles. Start in a good athletic position. Now we're going to do a quarter turn by jumping with both feet and then return right back to the start spot. These are great for hip rotation and explosiveness. Balance. Now let's work off of a coach's command. They have to react and respond to the direction I give them. Right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right. Great job. One right, one left, that's one repetition. Do three sets of 5 to 10 repetitions. Pickup game. These are great for balance and power. Basically, it's one-legged squats. We go one leg at a time. We come down slow and controlled. About 3 to 5 seconds on the down and the up. Gently sit down. Bring the hips back. Keep the foot flat on the ground. Core stays solid. If one leg is more dominant than the other, you might want to increase and do a couple more repetitions with the weaker leg to balance you out so you're a better balanced athlete for greater baseball skill. These will pay off both offensively and defensively. We want to do 3 sets of 5 to 10 with each leg, so we balance out our power from side to side. Skip and crossover. Here we're going to use the knee coming across the body and rotate the hips. This is great explosive hip action for baseball. This is super for offensive and defensive skill. Drive the knee and turn the hip. Keep the foot right up under the hamstring. Don't reach with the feet. Step down to the ground for greater power. Down and back with each leg is one repetition. Do 3 sets of 3 repetitions. Carioca. This isn't the old standard. This is full range of motion, body control carioca. Go slow as you begin. Take the behind step. Lift and rotate. Control your feet by rotating the hip and the knee across the body. This will give great body control, balance, agility. Stay on the front part of the foot. Bounce as you go. Don't bend over at the waist. Stabilize that core. Keep the head up. Work for 10 yards. Down and back is one repetition. Do 3 sets of 3 to 5 repetitions. Drop skip. Here we want to work on opening up the hip. Bring the knee up and out as you step down to the ground. These are great for agility. The explosiveness that we need with those hips, they have to be loose. Loosen up those hips with this drill. Knee up, toe up, heel up, step down to the ground. This will loosen up your hips for greater defensive skill. Keep a solid core. Suck in the belly button and tuck in the back. Stabilize the core of the body for greater control. Down and back is one repetition. Do 3 sets of 3 repetitions. Here we want to work on our balance and body control for change of direction. Start with linear runs by sticking and holding your landing with each leg. Come out, stick and hold with the right. Go back, stick and hold with the left. This helps the athletes to understand how to stop their body, get it under control. You've got to have control of the body before you can change direction and be explosive. Now let's go right into a linear run into a back pedal. Push away from the direction you want to go. Run forward, plant, explode straight back. Balance by using each leg equally. Jog backwards, stick and hold your landing. Stop the body from going one direction. Balance out and use both feet equally. Come down with the right, then the left. Switch, back pedal, stick and stop your landing. Get the body under control. Switch, use the other leg. Now let's go right from the back pedal, plant the foot and break forward into a sprint. Teach the body how you want it to stop and respond. Get it under control. Now let's go to a lateral slide. Start with stick and hold the landing. Slide across, stick and hold. Get control of the body. Stop your momentum from going one direction so we can change and get it to go the other. Now let's go right into straight lateral slide with change of direction, going side to side. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of three repetitions. Three-yard star. This is a basic drill using some cones. Make them 3 yards apart. You're gonna start with a sprint forward, then go lateral side to side, and finish with a back pedal. Stay on the front part of the foot. Push away from the direction you wanna go. Push forward, push side to side, push back. This is just simple quickness, pushing away with quick feet, pushing the hips, keep the core solid. The X. Start in a good athletic position right in the center. You can start forward or back, it doesn't matter. You're opening up your hips now as you go through the motions. Open that hip and step forward. Open and drop back. This is great for opening up the hips for your athletic multidirectional speed and agility. You've got to stay on the ball of your foot, pushing away from the direction you want to go. Develop that all-around skill, multi-purpose direction. Crossovers. Start from a good athletic position. Explode using the knee and the hip to move the feet. Stay in your power position as much as possible. Your feet will always follow your knees and hips. Now let's go from a crossover to an explosive sprint. Drive that knee and hip quick across, bust into an acceleration sprint. Cross and go quickly. Use those hips to get your feet in position to put force into the ground for greater acceleration and speed. This is the general athletic skill that'll transfer to better base running and defensive skill. This is great for teaching the quickness and athleticism that we need. Start with 2 foot jumps. Pull the toes up toward the shins and spring off the ground. Don't stab the ground with the toes. Keep the core tight and stable. Suck in the belly button and tuck in the back. Next, do 1 foot hops. These are unmatched for developing balance in each side of the body. Agility, balance, power, everything we need for athleticism is in this drill. Now let's go to a running rhythm as we jump rope. Pull the knee up, heel up, toe up as you run in place. Get the synchronization of the arms and the feet to work together. Pull that knee up, heel up, and toe up as you step down to the ground with greater force and power. Now let's challenge the neuromuscular system. We're going to do skipping. This forces the rhythmic action of the arms and the legs to work together. Sends messages from the brain to the muscles at a faster rate of speed. This is super for teaching quickness. You have to step down to the ground with the toe pulled up toward the shin. This keeps the ankle cocked and loaded, ready to explode off the ground. Now let's increase the speed. Let's go back to our 2 foot jumps and let's add fast feet. Pop off the ground as quick as you can. Single leg hops as fast as you can go. Quickly pop off the ground. Pull that toe up and bounce as fast as you can. Balance up by using each leg equal number of repetitions. Now let's add the speed to our run. We want to get a more rhythmic, faster rhythm as we run jumping rope. This teaches the arms and the legs to work together. Pull those toes up so we bounce off the ground. Now let's go to skipping. Get the rhythm, now increase the speed. The rhythmic action of the arms and legs working together is great for developing better quickness and power to the ground. Quick skips. Here we want to use our same big agility motions, but now we're going to take those athletic skills and make them quicker. Turn on the speed. Start with straight ahead. Pop off the front of the foot quickly. Step down to the ground. Down, down, down. That's where force is applied. Skip bouncing off the front part of the foot. Pop off the ground. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Relax at the hips, keep a stable core. Those are two key elements that you have to have for quickness. Now let's go straight lateral. Moving sideways, get your skipping rhythm. Now step down to the ground and push away from the direction you want to go. To move to the left, I have to push to the right. To move right, push left. Keep those toes pulled up. Keep that skipping rhythm. This one will challenge your brain and your muscles to work together. Now let's use the knee and the hip with our crossover action. The faster you move your hips, the faster your feet are gonna go. Hips have gotta rotate quick. Bring the knee across. The feet will always follow those hips. Step down to the ground, step down to the ground, step down. Cross over using the knee and hip. Step down with that toe pulled up toward the shin so you can quickly respond and bounce off the ground. Drop skip. Now let's go backward, rotating the knees out. Step down to the ground. Use your hips for greater speed. Keep the toes pulled up toward the shin and step down to the ground. Keep a solid core. Push away, push away, push away. That's where quickness comes from. These are simple. Find a line. Great training tool. Put both feet together so they're working at the same time. Do side-to-side jumps. Over and back is one repetition. Do 10 as quick as you can. Keep the toes pulled up toward the shins so you can respond to the ground as quickly as possible. Now do one-foot hops. Simply just start on one foot. Do the same thing. Over and back is one. Do 10. Three sets of 10 on each of these is great for increasing your speed and quickness. Now let's face the line, forward and back. Pop off the foot. Don't stab the toes into the ground. Pull the toes up so that you bounce off the ground. Do both feet, then go to single leg. Again, bounce off the front part of that foot. Don't stab the toe into the ground. We want to have positive force applied to the ground by stepping down. Ski jumps. Both feet together, moving forward, go side to side across the line. Both forward and then back. Good quickness off the ground and body control. Here we want to turn on and off the speed on our command. We're going to use a simple 5 to 10 yard distance using a jog and then wildly fast feet. Start slow, go into real fast feet. We want to keep the toes pulled up and bounce off the ground. Jog slow, turn on the speed. Slow, turn on the speed. Keep those toes pulled up so you bounce off the ground. Now let's go to skipping. This is really going to challenge the rhythm and synchronization of your skills. You master this drill, you're going to be quicker. Start with a slow skip, step down to the ground quickly. You got to really concentrate on stepping down and increasing that rhythm. This is a tough skill that teaches the brain and the muscles to work together. We got to force speed out of the body. This'll challenge you in ways you never dreamed. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of three repetitions, trying to get at least three changes of speed each time you go. Drops. You'll need a partner and a ball to do this drill. Very simply, the person doing the explosive running is trying to get to the ball before it bounces twice. You'll need to adjust your distance according to your athlete's skill and ability. Don't make it too easy. Don't make it too difficult. We want to not have a false step. We want everything to be positive. Forward. Don't take that negative or backward step. Jump and explode into a full sprint. Now let's start from a lateral position and do crossovers. Good balanced position. When the ball drops, crossover explode into a sprint, catch the ball before it bounces twice. Make sure you work each direction to balance up your skill and ability. Now let's go backward. We're gonna open up the hips, take a drop step, and go get the ball. This drill works off a verbal command. The partner with the ball says ball and drops it at the same time. Our athlete has to pivot and open the hip as they go backward. Open up those hips as you drop and sprint after the ball. Make sure to work equally right and left sides. We want to do sets of 3 to 5 each direction. Do forward ball drops, crossovers each direction, and backward. Linear and lateral skips with a change of direction. We're going to use a 5-yard distance. Start with straight ahead and backward. Skip straight ahead, pulling the knee up, heel up, toe up. Good solid core. At 5 yards, push and come backwards. Step on the line, break forward. Backward. Push away from the direction you want to go. The skipping rhythm forces athletes to step down to the ground. Now let's go lateral. Start by skipping in place so you get the skipping rhythm. Simply push away from the direction you want to go. Widen out your base of support. The knees come up in front of the body. Toes up toward the shin, so we're in a power position to step down and push away. Your core should stay solid. Suck in the belly button, tuck in the back. Now let's do the same drill, skipping with a change of direction, except for I'm gonna tell him when to change direction. He has to respond to me. Ready? Go. Back. Forward. Back. Forward. Back. Good. Now let's go laterally. Start by skipping. Get the rhythm. Start going side. Change. 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 Stop. The emphasis is step down to the ground. Push away from the direction you want to go. That's the key to your change of direction. Down ups. From the top of the box, drop down, jump right back up onto the box. This puts the stretch or the loading phase into the muscles. It's not jump up then down, it's down up. Stretch and explode. 3 sets of 10 will do great for this drill. Now do runs. Put 1 foot on top of the box, 1 foot on the ground. Basically switch feet. Get the running rhythm, bounce and pop off the ground. Just touch the box, don't put weight on it. Touch and go, touch and go. Count your right leg 10 times. That would be 1 set. Do 3 sets. Side to sides. Place 1 foot in the middle of the box and simply work laterally. Push and go, push and go. Side to side as you touch the box. We're looking for the weight to be on the outside leg. We want to get great cutting and change of direction out of this drill. Now let's do multiple boxes. We can vary different heights, or we can have the same size box. Basically what we want is that quick response off the ground. We're finishing here with our highest box to get one big explosive jump at the end. Use both feet at the same time. bounce, pop off that ground, pop off the ground. Keep your core stable. Suck in your belly button, tuck in the back. That helps deliver more force to the ground for better speed and quickness. Now let's go single leg. You gotta really work to have body control here. Bounce off the ground, lift your heel up. We gotta make sure you're safe in your training. Don't hook any toes on the edge of those boxes or you'll scrape a shin. Drop and lateral slide. Here we want to use the stretch reflex of the drop off the box and go right into a lateral slide and push. This teaches that quick muscle response that we need. Drop and push, push, push. Push away from the way you want to go. Drop and push, push, push. Push away from the direction you want to go. Make sure that you balance out the body by working each direction. Try and stay on the front part of the foot. Pick up your toes, pull them up toward the shin so that you bounce off the ground. Don't reach with the heel. That makes a slow, long lever. Pull the toes up and push. Keep your back flat. Suck in your belly button, tuck in the lower back for a solid core. Jumps and hops. Here we want to work on our quickness using little plyometrics. Start with ankle flips. Keep the body tall and straight as you jump, spring from foot to foot. Pull the toes up and bounce off the front part of the foot. It's like a springboard. Get that springy, bouncy action. This teaches the foot to put more force down into the ground. Keep the hips tall and legs straight. Ankle skips, same body position, tall, legs straight. Now you're gonna pull that toe up and do a skipping rhythm. It's a two bounce. Pull the toe up, snap it down to the ground. This gives us that bouncy, quick feel that we need to respond to the stimulus of the ball. We wanna be quick, we wanna be explosive. We want to have more time to concentrate on making great throws. This will help to get us into spots as fast as possible. This will give us more time to hit the people we need to with cutoffs and at the bag. Pogo hops. We want to get a good pop off the ground here. These are quick little jumps. Pull the toes up, get off the ground. We want to have a little bit of explosiveness in there. Keep the hips tall and lock in your posture. Russian short hops. Bend the knee and the hip, rapid fire hops. As fast as you can pick the foot up, put it back down. Quick, quick, quick. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of three repetitions.